Galanga Dog Junction by Moya O'Shea. Episode 6.
Well, I'm all right, a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ.
Yes, it's a jumping. Fire say, strangers ride great steel snake. Strangers ride on the wings of silver bird. Strangers leave Galanga Dog.
Strangers?
You mean Mrs. Barrett's mother and former boyfriend?
Yeah.
Can't be Galing. I mean, leaving isn't the same as departing this earth. Choking to death.
Is it?
Come on, Pete, she didn't choke to death.
She did. Galen told me while she was lying on the floor, turning blue, she had an out-of-body experience.
That's because Madge was sitting on top of her.
Nah, Galen said she seemed to be up very high, floating. Floating.
Then she must have been on top of Madge.
Mm.
Anyway, Galen's already left Galanga Dog. I wonder how she finds Melbourne.
Probably got a map. Must be Ripper been in the big smoke. Melbourne's even bigger than Wangalong. Galen's got Mrs. Barrett to thank for that.
Yeah, Mrs. Barrett. Without even stopping to finish her sausages, she ran to Galen's aid.
Yeah. Galen's face was as blue as the tongue of a blue-tongued lizard.
Blue, yeah.
Mrs. Barrett sits down, puts Galen over her knee and hits her hard between the shoulder blades. Whack!
Yeah.
Whack!
Yeah.
Whack!
Yeah, and out pop three of Madge's gem scones.
Yeah. It's real greedy of Galen to try and eat three at once.
That was Madge's idea. Said they'd build Galen up for the Olympics.
Hmm. Now, Mrs. Barrett is a hero.
Yeah, a real hero.
Mm.
I reckon that's why fate sent Mrs. Barrett to us.
Hmm?
Fate knew that on a certain day in 1956, a certain person would be choking to death.
And someone had to be in the right place at the right time to save us.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Real spooky. I mean, think about it. No Galen, no Olympics,
no gold medal. Now Galanga Dog Junction has two heroes.
Bonza! Yeah.
With blue skies over Melbourne, the first for many weeks, His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh watches as Australia, the country of the host city, enters the arena last.
Yeah!
To the cheer from the 105,000 people packed inside this huge amphitheatre as the Australian team appears.
Yeah,
there's the swimmer Dawn Fraser waving to the crowd. We certainly have high hopes for her. And just behind, who's that waving a flag? It's Galen Cathcart.
Galen!
Where's she from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Must find out.
Please say Galanga Dog Junction! Please say Galanga Dog Junction!
And we found out Galen Cathcart is from the athletic squad.
God damn it.
Galen's carrying. From here, it seems to have a picture of an animal on it. It looks to be a bandicoot or a wombat or... No, it's a numbat.
A numbat.
That's it, a wandering numbat.
Ah, good girl, Galen, good girl. Wait till I see what she'll be carrying at the closing ceremony.
The women march the men with their distinctive green blazers and white flannels.
Well, it's been an adventure, but I shall be glad to get back to England.
Oh, I've got so used to having you both around.
Jane, did your mother tell you we have an extra...
Plane ticket, yes.
Come back with us.
Please don't, Jeff.
You always were the most beautiful girl in Didsbury. You didn't have to come to Galanga Dog Junction to be a hero. You've always been mine. I know how much you miss home.
I miss it horribly. It's just...
The fact of why you're here.
I'm here to be with Thomas.
Are you? Look, Jane, I've still got it.
The ring!
I've carried it around since the night you gave it back to me.
Jeff, I...
Jane, come back to Didsbury. It's where you belong. You'd like to go back to Didsbury, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, but...
Take it and come back with me. Oh, go on, Janie, reach out and take the ring. That's it. Your passport to Didsbury.
Goodness, what's the time? Oh, hello, Jeff.
Thomas?
4 o'clock.
4? We're missing the opening ceremony.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be going. Don't worry, I'll let myself out. Got packing to do. Goodbye, Thomas.
Bye, Jeff. Sorry about this. We'll chat another time. This is history in the making.
Of course. Bye, Jane.
Goodbye.
Enjoy the games.
Oh, Melbourne's an hour ahead. I'll switch...
No, don't, Thomas.
What?
Please, don't, Thomas. Leave the music on. I want to talk to you.
But, darling, this is a big occasion.
Thomas, Mummy knows why we're here.
What?
I'm sorry, I had to tell her.
Sit down, Janie. Tell me everything. Start right from the very beginning.
It was at Gaylene's farewell barbecue.
Well, that was weeks ago.
I just didn't have the courage to tell you.
Me.
Yes.
That makes me sadder than anything. Go on, Janie.
I don't think I have to tell you what Mummy thinks of Kalangadog Junction. Anyway, she started going on about Didsbury, about me going back. She's bought me a plane ticket.
Oh.
I didn't know what to do. I had to tell her. I got as far as the bit about us being left the dog in the old lady's will. And you can imagine how Mummy took that. When all of a sudden that business with Gaylene and Madge and the gem scones happened, well, it wasn't until that had all died down and we got home that I could explain the rest.
Now, come on, dear. I think you've kept me waiting long enough.
Mm. Well, after a while, Thomas and I began to rather like the idea of having a dog, the one the old lady left us in her will. Her solicitor, a Mr. Mosen Mosen, of the firm of Mosen Mosen and Weymouth, called us in to see him. We went on with dog treats and such like, fully expecting to pick him up and take him to his new home. But we were greeted with the most awful news.
He'd run away?
Dead.
Dead?
Mr. Mosen Mosen said his little doggy heart was broken when the old lady died. Hang on a minute. I'll get the letter she wrote to Thomas.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Here it is. Right, to Dr. Thomas Barrett. With my family and friends gone, I was so grateful for the care and comfort you gave me when I was sick a few months ago. Mummy Thomas was only doing his duty. I am dying now and quickly write this note before you arrive to ask you to take my Muffy...
Muffy?
The Jack Russell. And give him a place with you. He has been a true and loyal friend to me and is the most precious gift I can give you.
Oh, Jane, that is so sad, even for a Jack Russell.
Upon Muffy's death...
Muffy's death?
When his needs no longer have to be provided for...
Yes?
All that is left of my estate will pass to you, Dr. Barrett.
Oh, good gracious!
Hello? Hello over there? Were you calling me? Hearing's not so good anymore.
Yes, I was. I just wondered where everyone's gone. Place is like a ghost town.
Compared to what? Don't tell me. You must be Mrs. Barrett's former boyfriend.
Jeff, that's right, yes.
Thought so. You're obviously not from around this part of the universe. The whole country's listening into the Olympics. Opening ceremony. Oh, except for those few in the cities who've got televisions.
Yes, of course. Gaylene's the big hope, isn't she?
Hmm. Well, best be going. Goodbye.
Hold on. Yeah. Why are you not listening?
I'm not from around this part of the universe.
You're not Regis Stafford, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Good God, Regis Stafford, you're one of us.
Who told you that?
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. I'm from Didsbury.
I thought Mummy was going to faint when I told her the old lady's estate was worth £5 million.
I'm not surprised. I'd have given anything to have seen the look on her face.
Whoa, watch out, Mummy, you'll drop your cup.
Oh, £5 million?
That's what Mr. Mosen Mosen said. Nearly £5 million worth of property and shares.
Oh, my God.
But, Mummy, I haven't finished. Where is it? Here. Yes. Upon Muffy's death, when his needs no longer have to be provided for, all that is left of my estate will pass to you, Dr. Barrett, on one condition.
One condition. Now, what condition?
And that is, you establish a medical practice in Kalangadog Junction.
What?
Where my estranged husband now resides. Although I cannot bring myself to leave him any of my wealth, as I believe it was the reason he married me, I have always loved him. Since our divorce 50 years ago, I have paid my solicitors, Mosen, Mosen and Weymouth, to keep a check on him, and have known for some time that Kalangadog Junction is without a doctor. I want my husband to be looked after in his final years, but do not wish for him to know I still care. The arrival of a new doctor for the whole town will not make him suspicious. He must enter your practice of his own free will. He must never think you were there just for his benefit. If he chooses not to avail himself of your services, then this amendment to my will becomes void. My husband would only visit a doctor whom he trusts completely. If you will agree to this, Dr. Barrett, all my money will be yours when I am reunited in God's almighty arms with my husband and dog.
All this while she was dying?
The estate of Clementina Stafford is worth more than Thomas could ever make even after 100 years with the NHS.
How old is this man?
Reggie Stafford. 87.
Bingo!
Mummy, don't you see? This means Reggie has to die first.
I've got some sleeping pills. I got them for the plane. Or maybe we could try...
But Thomas... Mummy didn't understand. Reggie's our friend. Reggie's our dear, unsuspecting friend. He doesn't know we're lying in wait for him.
Jane?
Well, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like, and that's what I can't stand.
And Calangadog Junction?
Calangadog Junction, the greatest town in Australia!
The greatest town in the world!
Yeah! All right, what is it? What's all the noise?
Oh, haven't you heard yet? Gaylene through to the finals on Monday!
That happened just a few moments ago. You mean you weren't listening, Madge?
It happened my afternoon beauty sleep. Find that funny, do you, Jimmy?
A fly flew up my nose. Sorry.
You know how I get flies out of noses, don't you?
No, Madge.
Well, let's just say the fly always comes off best. What's wrong with her?
Baby Galene's been celebrating.
I thought her name was Baby Norelle.
Not anymore. Oh, look, there's Dr. Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, Dr. Barrett. Great news about Galene, eh?
Yes, Jane and I just heard it on the wireless. Hello, Madge.
Thomas.
Madge.
Thomas. How's the surgery?
All right. Yours?
My patients are loyal. Some of them.
Well, I've got to go, Madge. Bye.
Me too. Come on, baby, Gailey.
Quick, run.
Just the two of us left.
And the band.
If each and every one of you little brats is not the streets by the time I count three, you'll be playing those kazoos every time you sit down. One. Two. Like I said, there's just the two of us left. And that's one too many. This town ain't big enough for two doctors.
You're right, Madge. You're absolutely right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get to the Clancy Emporium.
And a special good day for all you bushwhacking boppers in Calangadog Junction.
Calangadog Junction! Jimmy, we finally got a mention!
All the people of Wangalong will be barracking for Gaylene Cathcart, the Calangadog Flash, on Monday. And now, you crazy koalas, here's Chuck!
My throat's still crooked from screaming for Gaylene in the heat.
Yeah, mine too. Has Len spoken to her yet?
Nah, seems she's always out when he phones.
Yeah, well, what's to do in Melbourne, I reckon.
Reckon? Well, here we are.
Yeah, I hope they're ready. Ah, yeah, look, here they come.
Hello, Dr. Barrett. Hello, Phobe.
Hello, Jimmy.
It's Phoebe.
Hey, Pete, help Dr. Barrett put the bags in back.
Yeah, righto. Hello, Phoebe.
Oh.
All ready to ride Great Steel Snake?
I beg your pardon?
He means the train.
Oh.
Where's Mrs. Barrett's former boyfriend?
He's having a few words with my wife.
Is that for Phoebe or for me?
I've told Thomas. I want to go back to Didsbury.
Jane! Oh, Jane, that's such wonderful news.
Oh, God knows if I'm doing the right thing. I'm not sure it's the right thing for Thomas.
Thomas has his work.
He was getting used to having his own practice, being out of the NHS.
What?
And he might not even be able to find work in Didsbury. We might have to go to another part of Manchester.
Thomas is coming with you?
Yes, of course. What's the use of anything without Thomas?
Listen... Jane, you don't understand. You,
You don't need Thomas.
What?
Well, even after a divorce, you're still entitled to claim a share.
What?
Claim a share of Clementina Stafford's bequest.
You know?
Yes. I know everything.
Well, Mummy would never tell.
Well, you're right. However, for the past 30 years, my father has been the most valued client of the firm of solicitors, Mawson, Mawson and Weymouth.
Oh, my God. Is that why you came to Kalangadog Junction?
I've always wanted you, Jane.
No, now more than ever. Get out.
No.
No, get out. Get out!
Oh, it's you again. I was wanting to speak to Gaylene Cathcart. She's out? Jeez, every time I've rung, she's been out. A message? Yeah, all right. Look, just say Lenny rang to say he's very proud of her win in the semis and he knows Betty Cuthbert will just have to put up with a silver medal in the... Hold it a minute, will you? Come in!
Hello, Len. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, come in, Tommy. Won't be a minute. Just sit down over there, right. Sorry. Tell her Betty Cuthbert will just have to put up with the silver medal. Yeah. Thanks for that. Oh, look, who am I speaking to, by the way? I'll tell Gaylene how kind you've been. Right. Yeah. Well, thanks for your help, Betty. Bye. Sorry about that, Tommy. Tried Gaylene again. Always out. Hope you'll be at the town hall for the final. Roy Tullock's done a great job hooking up the wireless over the public address system. It'll be almost like being in Melbourne. Only closer, eh?
Len, Mrs. Barrett wants to go back to England.
What?
She wants to go back. Now her mother's returned.
And her former boyfriend?
Yes, and him. She's lonely. She isn't happy here.
Not happy in Kalangadog? Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, well, don't worry, Tommy. I'm sure she'll write.
No. I mean, I'm going as well. I love my wife, Len, and if Jane's not happy, it's more than I can bear.
But Tommy, Kalangadog needs you.
I like to think that, but no one's irreplaceable. We've managed to book a passage back to England. There's a train back to Sydney the day after the final. We've so appreciated you letting us rent the house from you. I want to pay what we owe, plus an extra 3 months' rent for the inconvenience.
Oh, look, please, Tommy, won't you think about this a bit more? Once Gaylene wins gold, people will flock. What if they faint in the heat gawking at my Gaylene statue? What if they get an appendicitis queuing up outside the new cinema? What if they get ingrowing toenails walking down the new roads?
You've got Madge.
Madge isn't a real doctor. We need a real doctor. We need you.
Jane isn't happy.
Look, listen, Tommy. Take your money back. Don't decide now. Just take a few days.
Jane isn't happy. I've got to go.
Oh, crikey.
Right. Who's next?
I want 2 shillings on Gaylene for a win.
2 shillings on Gaylene for a win. Anything else?
Nah, that's enough. Baby Dwayne will have nothing left in his piggy bank.
Right. Betting's closed. Now, let's see. At close of betting in the Wandering Numbat Ladies' Lounge, Gaylene Cathcart, the Kalangadog Flash.
Yay!
Odds on favourite to win with Betty Cuthbert of Australia close second and Marley Matthews of Australia next.
Sherry, please, Millie.
I'll make that 2, please, Millie. And 2 for me as well.
Coming up.
Thanks, Donna.
No worries. This is a special occasion.
Reckon.
Help.
Oh.
Good day, Madge.
What do you want?
Looking beaut, Madge. May I come in?
My house? No.
I have some information that will interest you.
Oh, really?
About Dr. Barrett.
Oh.
Yeah. You're looking real beaut, Madge. Like Audrey Hepburn in Bringing Up Baby.
That was Catherine.
Strange. I feel so close to you all of a sudden.
Sorry. Hard getting a girdle on in this hot weather.
No, don't step back. At least, let me step forward.
What do you want, Leonard?
This is the information about the Barretts you've been losing precious beauty sleep waiting to hear.
Yeah?
Let me come in, Madge. Let me come in and I'll tell you.
Yeah, all right then. You'll have to excuse the mess everywhere. I've been doing my legs.
That's the last of my medical books packed. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better pack up the instruments in the surgery. Doesn't seem like 5 minutes since we set them out, does it?
You're right, more like a million. I've nearly finished with my clothes. Oh, I love my new suitcase. Thank you.
The Clancy Emporium's finest. All right, dear, I'll be in the surgery if you want me.
Thomas?
Yes?
About going back to England?
Yes, Janie?
Thank you. You don't know how much it means to me.
No worries. I'll go make a start on the instruments.
Thomas?
Jane?
You do know how much it means to me. You do. Oh, Thomas, I love you. I love you more than... Oh, kiss me. Please kiss me, Thomas.
I don't feel...
Kiss me!
Oh, my Jane.
Thomas, don't do the instruments.
Are you in one of your moods?
No, yes, I mean, don't do the instruments, ever. We can't go back to England, we've got to stay.
What?
Not because of Reggie or anything, but because you need Kalangadog Junction. You need Kalangadog.
Oh, Jane, I love having my own practice, being my own boss, no NHS.
And Kalangadog needs you. Thomas, we've got to stay.
Jane.
Oh, let's stay. I want to stay.
Oh, God, Jane, do you really mean that?
No. But it's what's right, and don't push your luck by asking too many questions.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Thank you.
Oh, Thomas, just kiss me before I begin to think rationally.
Oh, not again.
Crewing!
Oh, God, what was that? Somebody must be Crook.
It's me! It's Madge! Open up!
We'd better open
it. Up!
Oh, quick, put some ether on her rag just in case she's violent.
Shh! It'll be all right, Janie. Come on.
Open up! I bought you a passion fruit flummery. My mother's recipe.
What?
Open up!
What?
Perhaps we better.
I bought you a passion fruit flummery. This is for you, Tommy, Janie. A little peace offering. And I am begging you, absolutely begging you to stay in Kalangadog Junction.
Madge. Get up off your knees.
Yes, yes, all right, anything. Anything you say. But just say you'll stay. Stay. Please.
No, I'm not sure I want to stay. What about you, Thomas?
Yes, I'm not sure either.
Oh, please. Please, you've got to. You've just got to.
But, Thomas, I don't think this town is big enough for two doctors.
Yes, Jane, I tend to agree. Not big enough for two.
I'll quit. Yeah, I'll quit. I've served the people of this town long enough. Now, it's time to retire. But if I do, who'll look after them if you go, Thomas? Please stay. Please, please stay.
All right, Madge, I'll stay.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And I'll take the flummery.
Goodbye, Madge.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Thomas, give me. Thank you.
What do you suppose that was all about?
Well, Len's persuaded Madge to quit, so you'll stay.
What? How could he do that?
Oh, really, Thomas? Can't you guess?
Right on, everyone. A little bit of hush, kids. Enough!
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kalangadog Junction Town Hall of this very auspicious occasion. And a special welcome to Madge Hammond, my beautiful fiancée. We are gathered here for the running of the women's 100 metres Olympic final, where six great athletes will compete for the gold medal, including the hot favourite, the Kalangadog Flash, Galen Cathcart. It's a quarter past five in Melbourne. Yay! Yes, and that means Reuter will switch on the wireless.
Righto, Len.
Here on this glorious day in Melbourne, the ladies are just warming up, moving towards their starting blocks.
Oh, but Thomas, I'm just getting warmed up.
My God. All right. Mm. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh. Promise?
Have I ever let you down?
No. I love you, Dr. Barrett.
And I love you, Mrs. Mm. Barrett.
And I think you're jolly clever to plan this little encounter whilst the whole town is occupied, listening to the big race.
Some peace for once. Jane?
Yes, Thomas?
I think I'm getting a second wind.
And now, taking up positions, Stubnik of Germany, Matthews of Australia,
Hooray!
Cuthbert of Australia,
Hooray!
Daniels of the USA, Leone of Italy, Armitage of Great Britain.
Hooray! Oh, sorry. Old habits die hard.
And that's it. What? Well, the six finalists. On to starting blocks now.
What?
Which way? Hey,
what's happened to Gaylene, eh?
Yeah, she was supposed to be in this race.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
Oh, I don't believe it, Thomas. You're remarkable.
Mm, thank you, darling.
More. I want more. Yes, I do. I don't believe it.
Oh, God. I wonder who it could be.
Ignore it.
Jane, this is a big day for Kalangadog Junction. No. It's got to be an emergency.
No.
Now, come on, I better go to the door.
And a wonderful win to Betty Cuthbert, a true champion. A brilliant finish with Stubnik of Germany second and Matthews of Australia third. But we'll always wonder what the result would have been if Gaylene Cathcart, the Kalangadog Flash, had competed. Just minutes before the race, Miss Cathcart, announcing her defection to Russia to be with her lover, weightlifter Igor Artemov, stated...
No! No! Gaylene, how could you do this to me?
Oh, never mind, Leonard. You still got me. Kiss me, darling. It'll make you feel better. No!
Hello, Thomas.
Reggie. Hello. I thought everybody was at the town hall.
I was on my way there. I was late. I started to run. Silly old duffer. An old injury played me up. I tripped. I think I've broken me ankle.
What?
I'd appreciate it if you took a look at it for me, Thomas. It feels really crook.
Of course, Reggie. Of course. Come in. Come in.
Jane. Jane, darling. Quick. Come quickly. It's Reggie Stafford. He needs our help.
There. That's enough. It's out. That's the end. I've had enough of that bloody fire. Mrs. Barrett went to all that trouble to save Kalangadog from obscurity, and what happens? Fame is snatched away by 300 pounds of Russian. No cinema, no new shops, no local radio station,
Jimmy.
No...
Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy!
Over here, Pete.
What are you doing out here? Len needs you. You've got to come.
No, just
stay. He needs you to help Millie in the numbad place. He's bursting at the seams.
What?
Yeah, and he's had to give Donna and Dawn jobs at the Emporium to cope with the rush. Baby, the rails on the perfume counter, except she keeps drinking it.
But why, Pete?
Tastes good, I reckon.
Look, there's no time to waste. Come on, let's run. We've got to get back to Kalangadog Junction now, twinned with Vladivostok.
What?
Everyone wants to see the town where Gaylene Cathcart defected from. They reckon nowhere in Australia can be that crook.
Eh?
Isn't that grouse?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that just the grousest?
Yeah.
Jimmy, we live in a boom town.
Yeah, grouse. Come on, Pete, let's get back. Let's go back to Kalangadog Junction.
Kalangadog Junction was written by Moira O'Shea and starred Caroline Quentin as Jane, John Dutteen as Thomas and Reggie, Neil Ashdown as Jimmy and Roy, Toby Longworth as Jeff, Pete, DJ and Baby Norell, Brian Bowles as Len and announcer, Joanna Munro as Madge and Donna, Moira O'Shea as Dawn, Julie Gibbs as Millie and June Whitfield as Phoebe. The signature tune was performed by Bill Bailey, the PA was Kim Wilson, the studio managers were Roger Daines, Suzanne Howard and Roz Mason. And the producer was Liz Anstey.